This is so bizarre. Why would someone want to make a parade float of me? The slender soldier mumbled to herself, her eyes wandering around the seemingly empty hangar in confusion. Asuka strolled through several hallways made of boxes and intimidating machinery, feeling trapped in a maze as she looked for other signs of life. The orange-haired fighter felt her red jumpsuit glide across her skin, covering her well, but always making obvious her feminine flair. She wasn't the most alluring this preserve resort has seen, but she still felt a little nervous about how her cute body in a skin-tight plug suit would be recreated for the sake of an unusual attraction request.
As long as they don't make me too flattering, Asuka whispered in her thoughts, her hands anxiously riding her smooth hips and adjusting her bosom in the firm attire.
The lost model finally found a sign pointing around the corner of more storage crates, indicating that parade float applicants need to head that way. She let her gaze wander as she paced around, curious where any other soul was in this quiet building. She found it unprofessional to keep her so in the dark, the poorly lit valley of boxes leading her to yet another turn. Frustrated, she slammed her foot forward, only to misstep thanks to a discarded oxygen tank laying about in front of her.
Ah!
Asuka cried out, thrusting out her hands to catch herself. What her palms connected with was a pair of rollers which seemed to bolt to life as she came close, sucking in her hands and flattening the ends of her arms in a moment's notice.
What the?
The industrial wringer began to suck in the woman's misplaced arms, engulfing her limbs as she drifted on her toes, trying to pull away in vain. She grimaced as she panically searched for a solution, only to notice the arrows have been guiding her to this machine. A horrible pit opened up in her stomach as she hastily was being sucked in and crushed flat. She was dumbfounded, her intense fear becoming a reality quite quickly, afraid to admit that she had little chance to escape whatever this device was doing to her.
Let me go, I'm not...
Asuka growled to herself before losing the train of thought to having her whole head swallowed by the rollers as her entire body slowly sank into the machine. The red-headed girl disappeared in between the rollers, being squeezed into two dimensions before being spit out onto the other end. Her head was spinning too swiftly to realize her position, laying in an odd folded pattern as a thin dark cutie, docile to the whims of this booby-trapped warehouse. Her misfortunes had just begun as the next phase kicked into action. A hose, connected to a pneumatic pump, was shoved into a flat mouth via the robotic arm, whilst the piston prepared to air her up. The rollers went quiet, just in time for the hiss of the pump to replace it. The hose jostled as the device flattened, sending a generous helping of air into the unfilled Asuka. Her body instantly bounced up into the faint resemblance of a woman, somewhat limp, but only just so. With a deep inhale, a metallic hiss that crackled through the air, a big puff of oxygen swelled up the undershaped girl, inflating her to something akin to her natural desire. Her eyes focused, suddenly aware that she was stiffly bobbling into the air. Her cheeks puffed up, her body taut like a balloon, and her mouth attached to her hose that led back to a rather bulky pump. Asuka gasped, narrowing her eyes as she had a hard time accepting what she was witnessing.
Is that a pump inflating me?
With one big dramatic hiss, the piston shot down, billowing up the almost natural Asuka into a bigger, rounder, more docile balloon girl. She left the floor, feeling her arms and legs push out to stiff, turgid positions, even down her swollen digits. She grunted, feeling a great breath of air wanting to escape her fattened face, wincing as she felt absolutely dominated by the air pressure. Her bodysuit felt firm to her overinflated features, feeling a particular heft to her bust and backside that aided in her angered blush. Asuka grumbled, clamping her eyes as she prepared for another, not thrilled to fall in such a ridiculous trap.
One wrong step and I get turned into a blow-up doll. Wait a minute, when they said they were going to make me a parade float, did they mean...
Asuka's pondering was cut short when her lips were torn away from the hose of a cartoonish pop. She awaited a thankful exhale, only to widen her eyes when no one came. Her plush cheeks tightened her pouty lips together, her brow narrowing again as she fumed at her poor luck. She was on the cusp of mentally complaining, which she would cut short by the new sensations she was experiencing. There was a soft, degrading thrumming to her pneumatic body when her rounded bosoms met with the cold concrete floor. The feathery balloon girl heard her air-filled form jostle, while her spandex suit creaked softly, her light figure drifting quite daintily about. She tilted slightly in the air, though her outstretched arms and legs kept her from spinning much, forcing her to wobble as she was juggled by her plush bust line.
This is awkward. I can't budge an inch, and I'm really filled out to boot.
There was a moment of idle drifting for the lofty Asuka balloon, left to merely float inches from the merciless floor while being dribbled by her protruding cup size. She hated to admit it, but this trap put a lot of emphasis on her breasts, given their absurd DD cup volume, their buoyancy, and the piercing of two peaks constantly jutting into the concrete. She didn't appreciate having thighs that forced her legs apart, hoping she didn't seem as gawkable as she felt, but also aware that her butt seemed a little enormous.
This can't keep going. I need to get this air out of me. My poor boobs need a break already.
Try as she might, she couldn't release the pressure. She closed her eyes and sighed mentally, aware that she might spend a little time as a slightly sexy balloon, but losing sight of her captor's master plan. When she opened her eyes again, her pupils shrank at the sight of what her bloated shape had been drifting towards, which made her start to panic again. At another corner of the cruel machine maze was a pallet of interlinked gas canisters, a series of lengthy tethers and more mechanical arms to set them into place.
You can't be serious!
The ample Asuka doll knew her drifting was no longer aimless as the devices went to work. One cold metal arm jammed itself between her legs and grappled her delicate center, holding her down in an unfortunate way. It was precisely then that she recognized an unholy truth. Her more private quarters had become incredibly sensitive when they were puffed up with air. She let out a muffled howl, a mixture of fear, shock, and something darker escaping her pursed lips all at once. Another arm confirmed her nightmare when it jammed a hose into her lips, piercing the gate that refused to let pressure out, just to allow so much more in. She was held down as a few braces were attached to wrists and ankles, only to be released after she was fully confined. Their metal appendages reached out and began turning release valves, a dramatic hiss filling the room as hoses all fed one unified tube stream of pressure, allowing a great wave to jostle its way down into the victim's waiting mouth. There was a steady, hollow hiss as a vessel of air was quite hastily filled with a strange cold gas. Asuka's eyes went from furious to concerned when the sensation that began to fill her lofty features was not the same kind of dominant air, but an unfamiliar awkwardness. The pressure that began to inflate her chest, fatten her posterior, widen her love handles and plumpen her extremities was tingling and massaging. She guzzled the strange new substance against her will, feeling herself rampantly puffing up into something far more massive than her previously sexual flare, whilst goosebumps erupted all over her tightened skin. Asuka moaned, her futile glances for help stifled by the further terrifying realizations. Her voice was pitched up, cartoonish to match her plump face, putting a name to the concerning gas she was being pumped in with.
Oh, I suppose this would be helium if I'm really becoming a parade float. It sure feels tingly.
The swollen lass was swiftly becoming a hot air vixen, her puffiness turned into wideness, and her ampleness becoming exaggerated. She felt her round face burning bright when her jumpsuit seemed fiercely taut between her legs, the light gas rising up to her floating buttocks and giving her something to leer at. Her hips joined the fun with her paddled thighs, her squeaky self tensing up to the latex around her, resulting in a rather noisy balloon that still had plenty to give. She watched the concrete grow distant as her feathery mass turned into buoyant rise, starting to hover up towards the centre of the warehouse at more than double her natural measurements. The disquieting flight, paired up with a hollow but full sensation of being pneumatic, caused her gut to tingle, butterflies fluttering around with her intense speeds.
Getting kind of big now. I can't imagine them wanting anything less.
Asuka muttered to herself in defeat. Before her face contorted in a strange way, matching the unfamiliar sensation jolting down her spine.
Oh, being pumped full of air is one thing, but helium is weirder. I feel so funny.
Steady waves of hot air rushed through the jerking hose, its length plenty satisfying for its devilish controller as it allowed the rising balloon girl to keep inflating bigger and bigger. So tenderly did Asuka Sue caress the bouncy, perky exercise balls that were her bust, a bump piercing the orange cups that normally kept her modest. Her eyes went cross when she felt a stinging tenseness at her peaks, afraid to admit that helium perking up her nipples had rather alarming effects against her decency. That concern cascaded down her giantess frame, her enormous butt and childbearing hips each tested by the sensitivity of being stretched, and the massage of helium tightening to her form within. She suddenly began to focus between her round thighs, only able to feel just how taut the fabric of her plug suit had snuggled up to her femininity, paired with the unholy sensation of being plumped up with hot air. In a few seconds more, she realized she had broken into a cold sweat. Asuka whined, her resolve weakening to the dominance of helium, a gas that truly started to take its toll on her libido.
What is the deal with this stuff? I'm all sexy. The shape of my curves. How good they feel.
The inflating beast of curves began to rise up to the apex of her tethers, which granted the entire spacious warehouse a view to what helium had done to her silhouette. She resembled something akin to a giant S version of herself, outstretched arms and legs only minorly misshapen, while her curves took a load of extra punishment to then maximize her lust. What she feared her inflatable facade would look like was now what she herself had become, overblown, over-sexualized, and oddly revealed through her skin-tight uniform. Her breasts hung low like two small hot air balloons, compressed in the torn attire, giving her a tender cleavage to gawk at. The thrumming of her rump echoed out as she bounced against the roof, made voluptuous enough to reach past her anchor to touch what she would have assumed impossible. Her love handles filled the space between the buildings she was promised to parade between, and her legs could crush diamonds if they weren't so soft like marshmallows. Asuka droned, her futile protests now sounding more laboured, her less upset, even with her playfully squeaky pitch.
I feel so empty but so full. Everything feels huge and, I guess it's just not so bad.
The helium canisters were closed up before the behemoth had realized. The swelling slowed down until the naughty sideshow attraction was left at the perfect size. Her bindings kept her face down, making sure all who looked upon her had plenty to enjoy. While her gaze was strangely distant, the decent woman within her continued to hope for a release of the hose and an exhale of her pressure, while something new emerged to the forefront of her reactions. She often floated, drifting, jiggling, creaking and moaning. Asuka's head was mush. The hot air bubbled up in her thoughts, feeling as though she was on the clouds as she bounced around upon the draft in the room. She could barely string her sentences for a moment, her squeaky tone drowned out by the groans of her turgid, ample features. Within every motion came a sway, with every wobble came a reignited taunt from her tightening dominator. She was a truly exciting piece of eye candy, her suit drawn so tight to all her blown-up details, leaving her nearly naked in spite of a full spandex prison. And yet, when she formed thoughts, they seemed distant from the reality of her embarrassing submission. What little she wanted to say was now without shame, resulting in a loop of dark thoughts that would sicken her naturally modest self.
So tight. My boobs are so big and, oh, tingly.
Asuka monologued, losing sight of any drawbacks to her huge pneumatic form. She had been hypnotized by the pressure, turning her into a true airhead, seeking only the positives from her enslavement as a balloon icon.
More. You have to fill me with more helium. Oh, please. I know I can go so much bigger than this. I need more. It feels so good.
Time began to pass, and the more lonely blimp of a girl was left yearning. Though she was ready for the parade, it wasn't set to start for hours, leaving her as only one of the many potential balloons being prepared beforehand. All that she had to comfort her was the taunting nature of her feeling, leaving all else behind to simply beg for a bigger, better body to enjoy. When she was denied, it only deepened the pit in her stomach, her urges getting stronger, but truly never satisfied. Air slowly leaked from the monstrous girl as she was gently puffed up to a destined size, giving her a brief reprieve from her yearning, only leaving her dangling once more. Asuka's cartoonish cries could barely be heard, turning into weak, pitiful moans as she felt isolated, helpless to achieve the desire she'd become so desperate for.
No! Keep it on, please. I need to keep filling up. You probably would like to see me fill up this whole warehouse, right? I'll gladly inflate as big as you want. Any size is fine, just blow me up more.
Asuka couldn't hear the crowds cheering when they wheeled her in the sexiest interpretation of her famous frame. Though the more devious of the onlookers enjoyed her rather lustful measurements, it was nothing compared to the euphoria she felt from being a bounding, buxom balloon babe. She couldn't focus enough to see a soul beyond her overwhelming bustiness, concentrating entirely on the joy she felt from having her breasts jiggle and squeak in taut protest. She was the most conscious of all her womanhood, the pluck suit doing little to keep her from decent, but doing wonders as it cradled her incredibly sensitive libido. The pneumatic giantess in red was flooded by the tingling, manipulating nature of helium, thoroughly soaked in passion to point out forgetting herself. Moments turned into hours, but she felt no closer to the climax of this perverted slideshow she was volunteered for. In time, she would become more acutely aware just how humiliating her position was, but for the moment being, she would revel in the sinful capacity of naughty gas she was pumped full of, only barely coherent enough to lightly beg for something else. Humanity dictated that she should beg for escape, but nature caused her to yearn for even deeper pleasure. Asuka moaned and whimpered, her gaze distant as she witnessed only a blur, but was flooded with mental passion.
Please, someone has to want to see me inflate more. Anybody? Just pump, please.